Payday lending in Wisconsin has been a growth industry. There are now more than 500 quick cash operations. 13 years ago, there were only 64. Critics like Greta Hansen of the Community Action Coalition says the convenience of the short-term loans comes at a tremendous cost.
It's very easy to get money at a payday store. It's very hard to pay it back.
That's because the majority of loans roll over, prompting fees that add up to an average annual interest rate of more than 500%. In Dane County, Supervisor Scott McDonald says more people have turned to welfare because of this lending practice.
They lose their car and they can't then get to work. Then they end up on our rolls and we end up as taxpayers having to pay more.
Politicians, church groups, and AARP say interest rate caps will prevent people from going into further debt during the recession. But George Klaitch says that's when people need quick cash the most.
There's an alternative voice to this debate.
Klaitch runs a public relations firm in Madison and directs a group called Wisconsin Coalition for Consumer Choice. Their website says they fight government intrusion, such as interest caps on payday lenders.
In these tough economic times, that would limit their consumer choices.
It would also limit profits for a Wisconsin industry owned mainly by out-of-state investors. As a result, Wisconsin never sees 80% of this revenue. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.